In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
We have a lot of events converge for us today in our beautiful little church. We welcome little Theodore to the Lord's house for the first time. We enroll Starling as a catechumen, blessing her final approach in her journey to the Orthodox Church. We have candles to bless from the volunteers at David and Sherry's little candle factory out in Cameron. Many of our kids and a few of our adults are off at church camp this week. I'll have the privilege of joining them beginning this afternoon. And liturgically, we also have a conflation of second Sunday after Pentecost is All Saints of North America, and June 30th, the calendar date, is the Feast of the Holy Apostles. So we've got a lot of things going on one Sunday, and I will focus today on a celebration of the Holy Apostles, and if things go right, I will tie all of these other things together in that reflection on the Apostles. So what is an apostle? We use the word all the time, but what does the word apostle actually mean? We also say the church as a whole is apostolic. In the creed we say, I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. What do we mean by that? Well, an apostle is literally someone who is sent out. That's what the word actually means, someone sent out. In the Christian context, an apostle is someone sent out to bear the name of the Lord to the world and to their community, to share the gospel in word and deed, and especially to those, like we heard in the gospel, those who are hurting, who are harassed, who are lonely, who hunger for hope, who long for the light. So if the church is apostolic, an essential, a basic quality of the church is that we are sent out into the world. In other words, the church is not insulated. The church cannot be isolated. In fact, it's against our nature to be isolated. The church by nature is sent out to bear the light of the gospel to the greater community, is sent out in the name of the Lord. Perfect example. Last night, we celebrated Vespers at St. Croix Health Center for the residents there. The church went out. We were sent out, which means we were apostolic. Our kids are out at camp. That's an apostolic event. They're sent out for the sake of the gospel. But for the church to be true to its nature, the church must be apostolic all the time. The church is sent out continually, not just occasional events like a Vespers out or a church camp. Well, how can we be apostolic all the time? It's possibly because the church is not only apostolic as a whole, not merely when we have gatherings or events, but the church is made up of apostles individually. The formal sense of the word apostle is those specifically called to a specific task of preaching the gospel to specific people in a specific place. In addition to the 12 apostles that we celebrate today, Jesus had 70 additional apostles that we hear about in Luke's gospel. And then there are saints like Photini, the apostle to the Samaria, or Innocent, the apostle to America, who is one of the American saints we're celebrating today. But there's also a general sense of apostle, meaning anyone Jesus sends into the world to share the light of the gospel with a neighbor and with a community. Anyone Jesus sends to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The question is, who does Jesus want to be apostles? Who does he send? I'm going to give you two groups, and I want you to decide which group you think Jesus would be more likely to choose to be his apostles. Group A consists of a doctor, a religious scholar, a business owner, and a language specialist. That's group A. Group B consists of a thief, a murderer who kills Christians, a violent political activist, and a woman divorced multiple times and now living with someone she's not married to. Which group, A or B, is Jesus more likely to call to be his apostles? I hope a few of you have figured out that that's a trick question, that it's both. The doctor is St. Luke. The religious scholar is St. Philip. The business owner is St. Peter. The language specialist, St. Bartholomew. The thief, the Apostle Matthew. The murderer, the Apostle Paul. The violent political activist, the Apostle Simon. And of course, the woman we heard just a couple of weeks ago is St. Fotini, the Apostle to Samaria. Jesus calls anyone and everyone to be apostles. Quite literally, Jesus says, "You're a sinner? I could use someone like you on my team." That's what he says. All you need to be is willing. You can be a person the world least expects to be an apostle and be precisely the person Jesus sends out to your community. Something I saw on national news about 15 years ago, I think I shared this story back then, but I'm going to share it again today. I think 15 years is long enough to rehash a story. This was when news was television instead of computers, and there was no social media, and security cameras were far less common, but this took place on a New York subway platform, made it to national news. An older black woman was walking with a paper bag of groceries, got off the subway and just was walking along on the platform, tripped and fell, and her groceries went everywhere. About seven people walked by in business suits carrying briefcases, both men and women, walked right past her, didn't bother to help. Suddenly off the camera or onto the camera, a young man appears wearing a leather vest with metal studs all over it. He has a giant spiked mohawk. It was black and white, so you can only imagine the color, and tattoos up and down all of his arms. And guess who the person is who stops to help the woman? It was the Good Samaritan story right there on a security camera in a New York subway. Which one was sent out to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit that day? Criteria to be an apostle is not where you come from. It's not what personality type you have, and it's certainly not what you wear. The only criteria is, are you willing to be sent out? You know, we don't gather as church for liturgy just to fill up our personal spiritual needs, although it does that. We're being trained and energized to be sent out. At the end of every liturgy, we say, "Let us depart in peace in the name of the Lord." I am going out into the world no longer as just Father Chris, but in the name of the Lord. Starling is not enrolled as a catechumen just for personal needs, but to be sent out in the name of the Lord. Even little Theo is received today in order to be sent out at the end of this service in the name of our Lord and Savior. And it's okay if the world ends up with a billion saviors, because there's so many things that need to be saved. They're saved when you are willing to be apostolized, when you're willing to be sent out in the name of the Lord. I open by mentioning all the celebrations converging today, and my goal to tie all of them together to the meaning of the apostle, to the meaning of being sent out. I got all of them in except one. The one I didn't get in was candles. So I want to leave you with this image. One of the beautiful things about being an apostle, about being sent out to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is illustrated in candles. Candles are not only meant to give light and beauty, but a candle is meant to share a fire. It's the nature of the church to be apostolic. It's the nature of the church to be sent out. Be an apostle, because you are meant to share the fire. Amen. Amen.